The issue wasn't even on the agenda, but the Sonoma County supervisors were presented yesterday with the largest petition ever submitted on a local planning measure. Some 91,000 names aligned in opposition to the largest forest-to-vineyard conversion project in county history.
It's further evidence that they have broad disapproval from the general public that was evidenced in the petitions that we presented with 91,000 signatories.
Chris Pohlman is president of Friends of the Gualala River, one of the many environmental groups that is lined up in opposition to the Preservation Ranch development proposal.
The project is the largest forest land to vineyard conversion project ever proposed in California. The parcel itself, Preservation Ranch, is 13 times larger than Golden Gate Park at about 20,000 acres.
The project has been mired in the preparation of its environmental impact report for several years now. That document has still not been completed. Pohlman suggests that may be because the size and effects of the proposed development are so huge.
It involves 1,800 acres of forest land conversion to grapes on all the ridgetops on the parcel, with the installation of over 40 reservoirs, 90 miles of roads, 100 miles of 8-foot high wildlife fencing, multiple gravel operations, 250 vineyard workers commuting in and out on tiny roads out to the coast every day.
Charles Ivor, a dedicated fly fisherman and member of the Gualala Municipal Advisory Council, adds that Preservation Ranch lies entirely within the Gualala River watershed, and the presence of endangered coho and steelhead salmon in the river may also mitigate against the project.
This could affect the whole watershed of the Gualala River. The fish habitat is in desperate need of restoration and help, and any cumulative effects, including Preservation Ranch, would just continue to decimate the population of fish.
On another front, observes former County Planning Commissioner Rue Furch, opposition to Preservation Ranch is also being directed toward the primary funding source behind the project, the California Public Employees Retirement System, or CalPERS.
CalPERS represents people's retirement benefits from all over, and if the public and the people whose retirement benefits are there understand the extreme unlikelihood that this is going to be an economically viable effort, then perhaps there'll be some energy to say to CalPERS, this isn't a good investment. We want our retirement funds placed in a more secure investment form.
Still, it's going to be hard to top the visual impact of the 18-foot-long petition that project critics unfurled before the supervisors Tuesday afternoon. The result, Chris Pohlman says, of a local issue that abruptly went global on the internet.
When people read that it was about the loss of our forest lands due to speculative development, it just hit a chord and went viral. There are signatures from Sonoma County, California, across the nation and across the world. I mean, it really hit a note with everybody.
Most of the broad banner stretched along one wall of the supervisor's chamber was covered with names, all in tiny 8-point type, yet it still carried less than 20,000 of those 91,000 names. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.